The second scripture reading today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 35, from the New Century Version of the Bible. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was alone and away from home, and you invited me into your house. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God.
Two awesome students who are going to come and share their testimonies of faith with us, Julia Archer and Carson Yarborough, and they are both great leaders and senior leaders at our youth group, and they are going to share with us what they learned this summer on the mission trip, what truly matters in life. So first we'll hear from Julia.
So, going into the youth mission trip this year, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. But once I heard we were going to Arizona to be with little kids and make them smile, I was all for it. I love children and making a difference in their lives. Once the mission trip got closer and closer, my excitement grew more and more. The thing I wasn't looking forward to is the drive. In my opinion, the drive is the worst part of the whole trip. It does give bonding time, however. An example of good bonding was when Carson and I ate 100 Rice Krispie Treats and Bailey let me sleep on her shoulder on the bus for half the trip there. Once we crossed over into the reservation, we started to see how poor the people were surrounding the area and realized what we were going to be dealing with. We pulled up to the house we were staying at, and it looked really sketchy, and in all honesty, I wanted to turn around and go home. But we persevered and got out of the van, carried all of our bags in, and went up the stairs. We all looked around the mission site like we wanted to die, and we put our mattresses and sleeping bags up. We went downstairs for an orientation, and no one knew how they felt about the counselors or the mission trip in general. Once the orientation was over later that night, we found out our groups that we were going to be doing what we were going to be doing during the week. I was in the Good Life group with Lindsay. Our first 2 days, we got to go be with the kids on the reservation, assisting in the kids' club that YouthWorks puts on all summer. There was a counselor named Michelle who was in charge of all the kids' club. She explained the crafts we were going to be doing, the games, the songs, and how snack time was ran. I was in charge of crafts with some of the Arizona kids, and we made necklaces, bracelets with the kids, and also colored with them. Some of the kids really got attached to me over the 2 days and even made me bracelets. They were so cute. All the kids really touched my heart, and I never wanted to leave. The kids needed to be picked up and dropped off from Kids Club too, so I participated in dropping them off one day, and some of them started to cry because they had to leave and go home. It broke my heart. They all lived in shacks and tiny rundown houses. I discovered that week how incredible the counselors at YouthWorks were. They all cared so much about the kids and were with them all summer working Kids Club, especially the counselor Michelle. Their love and care for them was what mattered most. After our 2 days at Kids Club, we had 2 days of work projects to conquer. Our first day, we got assigned to paint the house we were staying in. The lady we were doing it for was so precious and was so appreciative of us helping. We had to tape all the windows, make sure we had tarps down everywhere on the concrete. We had all the supplies we needed, and then we got to work. Lindsay was with us, and she's a great person to have as a leader. We played music and made it fun as we were dying of heat. Once the day came to an end, we all knew we did something great for that sweet lady, and the building looked brand new. On our last day of mission work, we went to this lady's house on the reservation, and we were going to surprise her daughter with her dream house. She was starting to go blind and wanted her house painted a particular color before she could no longer see, so we finished the big project in one day just because we knew she didn't have long to see it. I personally hate painting, and especially taping, and I did both of those in 2 days in a row. Woohoo! While I was painting and taping, I realized how I was going to make her daughter smile and change her life because she's always wanted her house to look like that. We all imagined the expression on her face, and it made us work harder with so much love for this family. Throughout the week with YouthWorks, we all got close to the counselors and really appreciated the work that they were doing on the Navajo Reservation. The counselor, Joe, really touched my heart because he related to a lot of things in my life. It was cool to have someone that could understand me so well. These counselors were working in tough conditions with families and children in complete poverty, but what really mattered was their hearts for the Navajo people and their faithfulness to do the work, day in and day out. After this trip, I saw many things different, and the things that mattered to me most suddenly changed. Before the trip, I was thinking about spending time with my friends and being home and all that, but once I got to the Navajo reservation, I knew I could make a difference and could be remembered by all those little kids. Serving and making a difference is what really matters in life, so that's why I will always love serving no matter how old I am or what plans I have. I will do my best to serve my community and give the people out there my heart and love.
Okay, every time I think about our youth mission trips, I get super excited, and I'm always looking forward to the next one. This year, I heard we were going to Arizona on our mission trip, and I was skeptical at first because of how hot it is in Arizona. I was also a little scared to go to Navajo Nation because this was a brand new place to me, and I wasn't sure what to expect in that area of the world. Although I knew deep down that the trip would be great, like all the other mission trips, I was still a bit nervous going into it all, though. When we first got on the reservation, I was worried about what we were getting into because Fort Defiance looked really desolate, and it looked like the entire area was in complete poverty. This initial impression proved to be true. All of the rooms at the place we were staying in had broken glass and insects crawling around the floor. We got to the mission site in the late afternoon, ate dinner, and then did some group activity. When I went to bed, I laid down looking up at the ceiling and thought of all the bad things that this place had. Then something clicked in my head, thankfully, and I realized all the good things we could do here. I thought about all the people we saw on the drive-in, and I thought how much we could help them. I fell asleep that night with a good feeling about the week, and when I woke up, I was super excited to start the day. The next morning at breakfast, I discovered that there were two groups we could be a part of that week. There was a kids' club group that ran a children's program for the kids on the reservation, and there was a work project-only group that did various manual labor projects on the reservation. I got put in the work projects only group. At first, I thought this sucked because I love working with kids, and I was kind of sad, but not getting to do kids club with the children on the reservation. But once we got to the work site, we saw the house we were going to work on, and once again, I realized the good we could do. I also realized that no matter what I was doing, I could help the poor people of Navajo Nation, and this was the real purpose of the trip. This mission was all about helping others meet their needs and not focusing on my specific ones, and I thank God for helping me realize this. The work project that David, Eric, and I did every day soon became my favorite part of the trip. I quickly discovered that helping the families with their house made me feel really good in my heart, and seeing their smiling faces at the end of the day with the progress that was made just made me super happy. By the second day of work projects, I had made good friends with everybody in the group, including people from our church, David and Eric. There were three other churches that served in Fort Defiance with us that week, and we got to know them too. Everyone working on the house got to know each other, and we all would hang out throughout the work projects and even after the work. Eric was the person I connected with the most from our church on this mission trip. I was never that close to Eric, but he and I were the only youth from our church in the work project group, so we were around each other a lot. By the end of the week, we were connected so much that we became great friends. I missed him very much after the trip, and I still miss him now. I feel like most of the people in my work project group will be friends for life, and we are still in contact. Our youth group at Applewood Valley Church is absolutely amazing. We are not just a youth group, we are a family, and we have shared so much together. I hope to be friends with these people sitting in front of me for the rest of my life. The time I felt we connected the most as a youth group was during evening devotions every night. After we would finish our highs and lows of the day, one or two people from our church would share their personal life story with us. Through this, I saw everything everybody was going through, and I realized that all of us had hardships in our life. All of us were struggling with one thing or another. Every night in our devotions, we would all be blessed by whoever was speaking, and every night by the end of sharing, we would all be in tears, hugging each other. It was in those moments of sharing what God was doing in our lives that I felt most connected to God, and the most thankful to Jesus for bringing us together. I feel like He brought us together for a purpose so that we could bring each other up and support each other. This summer mission trip changed the dynamic of our youth group for the better. And because of this summer, I will forever consider everybody in our youth group family, and I will love them forever.